For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome in to Sabres Live on this beautiful Wednesday. Marty Baron here in studio again. Dan Dunleavy just walking in, everybody. He's filling in for Brian Duff again today. Duffer should be back tomorrow, but Dan had some things going on this morning, so he's coming in last minute, and he's actually doing the walk-in. If you're watching on MSG right now, Dan Dunleavy is putting his Sabres sweatshirt on, and we'll do the Collinsworth walk-in or slide-in. There he goes. Thank you, Dan. Don't fall off the stage here.
I didn't spit out my gum yet either.
No, you're doing good. I told you I was going to have you nice and relaxed when you came in. So anyway, welcome in Sabres Live on WGR 550 and MSG. Now, we're good. I might have to talk.
I'm really chill, actually.
You're really
the
chill.
The last 15 seconds when you get to the gate.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, Maps was telling me I'd be here at noon. Yeah. Bang on at noon. And then I thought, watch this be the day that there's a big semi-truck at the security gate waiting to get
through to the stadium.
And I swear to all 18-wheelers on the road, I turned the corner and there was a semi waiting to get through the security booth. And I thought, I'm going to be late.
I knew you were going to come in last second, which I was planning on talking for 5-10 minutes by myself until you came in. So this is my job way easier there. Yeah. Dan Dunleavy in studio.
Lauren on Pine Street says hello.
Oh, okay. Well,
says
good.
You need to come in for a massage.
Oh, yes. Okay, yes.
Look after yourself.
Right. Yes, I will definitely. I haven't gotten a massage in forever. So
every 2 weeks.
Something I should be doing. Something, keep the body. Like, I'm going to be 47 this summer a couple of weeks from now.
I've never been so relaxed for a show.
He's so relaxed.
I'm really good right now.
Okay. Also, want to let everybody know if there is any campers from the Sabres Summer Hockey School that are listening right now, because maybe they have the TVs on at Lecombe Harbor Center. It was great to see all the campers this morning. I went over there.
Okay.
Pat Coletta is running the Sabres Summer Hockey School, and they have been going on from Monday until tomorrow, Thursday, so they have 4 days. And I went on with, I didn't put the skates on this week. Last week I went on the ice with the skates, but this morning I went, took some pictures with them.
Nice.
Saw them work on stick handling in the fifth floor of the parking ramp.
How old are these?
Well,
players?
The younger group is probably 8 and 9 years old, and maybe the older group, 10, 11, maybe a little older, or somewhere around 10, 11 and younger, but full of life. I asked them, anybody love the Sabres here? Yeah, I love the Sabres. Yeah, okay, who's your favorite player? They all yell names at the same time.
Right.
But
which name stood out to you?
Tage Thompson, Alex Tuck, Dylan Cousins, Rasmus Dahlin. I'm like, what about the goalies? We've been talking goalies on our show for the last week.
You didn't hear Ukko anywhere?
Then they're like, one guy goes, I like Dahlin and Luukkonen. So it kind of got into that. So it was a lot of fun. So homework's out of the way. You got your massage. I went to the Sabres Summer Hockey School. But Dan, last night was the premiere of Embedded.
Yes.
Welcome to the family.
Yeah.
So this was basically the interview process, the draft, free agency, a little development camp, right? All these conversations. And I thought, if you have 31 minutes, just about 32 minutes of time, you want to really get an inside look at how it is working with Kevin Adams and his staff, both on the amateur scouting, professional scouting, development, coaches, everything. Go on the Sabres YouTube and watch embedded welcome to the family. It was fantastic. Yep. Got to give two thumbs up to our media crew that put it together, the access that they got, and really the behind-the-scenes look that we get, not just the, you know, the interview process, but, you know, Kevin talking to Lindy Ruff, talking to Jerry Fortin, talking to the development staff.
And that was talking great. To the newcomers, so talking to the free agents. That was the part that I was interested in. Because, and not to take away your direction, but remember,
you're adding to the direction.
Remember yesterday when we were just kind of showing a clip like this, as we are on MSG now, so forgive us on radio, but we could see Lindy Ruff saying something. And in that moment, I said, what's he saying?
Yes.
Because to me, that's the new piece of the puzzle as far as the structure of what this team's going to be. And so I watched the show this morning.
Yep.
Even though we had it yesterday, I watched it this morning. Mm-hmm. And I was the same thing. I was waiting. Where's the Lindy part?
Yes.
Everything else is fantastic. Jerry, his staff. It's just fascinating the work that they do. I absolutely love it. And if I wasn't doing what I do now, I would probably ask some, how do I get into that?
Yes.
Even though it's a lot of miles, it's a lot of work, it can be a lot of alone time, all of that stuff. But it is so important. But then it gets to the Lindy part. To find out, and you'll find out when you watch the show, I don't want to give it away, but Kevin Adams has a conversation, or is having multiple conversations with the free agents that they have brought on board. Once free agency
kicks in. Which, by the way, Kevin is putting in the steps. When he's talking to players in the office, he's circling around like he's wearing down that carpet,
exactly.
Right? So he's definitely putting in the steps.
And it's in that moment where Lindy Ruff has something to say based on a conversation he had with one of the free agents. And for me, that was the nugget of gold that I think we already knew about the franchise, or where it is and where it has to go and what it needs to get there. I think even our listeners and viewers will know what that nugget is when they hear Lindy and Kevin.
Well, you can give it away. Listen, if you didn't watch it live at 7 last night,
I don't want to give it away,
after,
though.
I want to talk about it. I want to talk about it. This is what we're talking about.
All right,
people are
going to
say, so what did Lindy say?
We don't say what he said, but they're
talking. Oh, you can say what he said. I'll say what he said.
Okay.
One of the words that stood out, conditioning. He mentioned conditioning.
Yes.
He said to Kevin, I'm really harping two things. He said conditioning is one of them. The other one was accountability.
Yes.
But conditioning, I'm like, that is a Lindy Ruff thing. We used to be in training camp, and Lindy would stand in front of us and say, we are going to be the best conditioned team in the National Hockey League. I'm like, there's no way you can measure that. Like, if I stop the puck,
I want to stand up and clap right now.
Yeah, exactly.
I do. My head will be outside the camera, but I want to stand up and clap for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's not fall off in the third period. Let's be able to push and always play high tempo. That is where, I remember when Chris Drury came in, right? And Drury, Briere, and those guys had such an impact.
Mm-hmm.
But it came from the players. And at some point, yes, the players have to be able to push themselves. But there's always somebody that nudges the first domino. And I feel like that person right now is Lindy Ruff. He's coming in and he's saying, I'm having this conversation with everybody. First thing I talk about is conditioning. Second thing is accountability, right? That is the top two points that Lindy Ruff is talking to these free agent and players right now.
So when these guys come into camp, and some might say, Dan, you should know this, but I'll just throw it out there. Will Lindy sit down because he's new with this group? Will he sit down and have, because he didn't have exit interviews, will he sit down one-on-one with guys as they come into camp, or will it be the core guys he sits down one-on-one and says, with Tage, with Rasmus, with Alex, pick your core and say, this is what I'm going to demand of the group. This is what I assume he's going to say that to the core. This is what I want from you. But I'm curious, does he sit down and pretty much talk with everyone who he's going to consider is on his roster? I mean, they always have a pretty good idea of who the team is going to be, where the pieces go, and one or two spots, I get it, would be known. But does he have the conversation? Would he say, so, Martin, what'd you do all summer?
Yeah.
How much time did you spend in the gym? Just to get a sense of...
It's like, changed a lot. It's changed a lot.
And that's why I ask. Has it changed?
Before cell phones and text messages, and I'm thinking like 2002, 2003, 2004, right? You had cell phones, but you didn't communicate in the same way.
Yeah.
If I saw on my home phone or my cell phone, Lindy Ruff calling. I was like, ugh, that means it was bad.
Right.
That means something bad was happening.
Yeah.
Right. I didn't want to talk to the coaches. I want to do my thing. Now it's different. I'm sure Lindy's already texted with Tage and Tuck and everybody on the roster multiple
and
times.
And it sounds like Rasmus gets pretty involved in conversations.
Absolutely.
Too,
Seth Appert has probably texted with a lot of guys. Matty Ellis and, you know, Marty Wolford and Mike Bills. And everybody's texted with multiple
Marty's
guys.
Marty's texted me. He better text the players.
Yeah, I know. Seriously. I ran into him at Lowe's, by the way. He was doing some landscaping
in
the building. So, yeah. So I was doing the little building. He was doing some.
They have a brace on his knee and one on his arm and neck pillow.
I've seen that, but anyway, like that's how you communicate with everybody.
Yes,
you text message. You probably have a conversation, but hey, you know, you grab the phone. Hey, Rasmus, well, how's your summer going? What have you been up to? Oh, you know what? Took a little vacation. Been in the gym. I'm skating 3-4 times. It's easy to have that conversation. Yeah. Now, when you come into camp, you're going to speak to the whole organization as a coach, right, and say these are my expectations. This is what I want.
The buzzword is words, non-negotiables.
Non-negotiables. Right? Yeah. This is where we're headed. This is the keys to success, right? Mm-hmm. Put it out there. But as 2 days into camp comes and you see somebody that's stepping up, you see somebody that's really engaged, right? That is leading the way after practice, staying on, doing everything. You call them in your office, you say, that's exactly what I want to see.
Okay.
You have that conversation. You see somebody that's struggling, that's not being where you want. Hey, listen, just before it gets too far down the road, we need to shift you in a different direction.
Right.
These conversations happen all the time. But you don't want to just have the conversations with those that are not doing well. No, you got to be able to have that building conversation of, hey, you're doing awesome. Keep it up. That's what I want to see. Right. Like, that's changed a lot.
Yeah.
When you got called into, my time, Darcy Regier, Lindy Ruff's office, it was bad. It was a bad thing. You're like, oh, boy, principal's office. It's not good.
Right.
Now it's good. It's you know, constructive criticism. It's everything that comes in the way. So it changes a little bit.
Yeah, well, that's what I wanted to ask, because I know it is a lot different from when we were watching, you were playing, and when I was watching as a kid. And then you know, into this industry, find out in talking to a lot of NHL Now alumni about, no. Nobody said a word to me from the day I got to camp.
Or Pat Burns or Mike Keenan called you in their office, it wasn't to tell you how good-looking you are.
That's
it
right.
was a different thing.
Or, hey, you know, skating's okay. We need you to work on your forechecking a little bit. Like, you'd find out because you wouldn't get spoken to.
Exactly.
You wouldn't play. And that. But you're right. Now it's a little bit different, because I think the realization is it's a more open communication system, right?
Let way more. And it showed also in interviewing the prospects, right?
Yes.
The Sabres show clips of Konstantinos. Like, they talk about how they love that he's a true center. And they ask him, what position you play?
Yeah.
Center. Now, it's not like I can play center and wing. I can be versatile. No. Konstantinos, center.
Right.
Wow. We love that. He controls play.
Yeah.
He has a direction. He knows what he wants.
Yeah.
I loved how Adam Kleber, he went into the interview, and he's a big, tall defenseman. And they asked him, where do you think you're going to go in the draft? And he goes, second round. Like, most people are going to say, oh, I want first round, especially when you're being interviewed. Put yourself. And it impressed the Sabres to know that his self-evaluation was exactly what you want to be. Marty St. Louis talked about this year in Montreal, about how you grow through your self-evaluation with his players, right? With Caulfield and Suzuki and Slafkovsky and those guys. I thought Adam Kleber was a great self-evaluation. And when the Sabres picked him in the second round, they're like, hey, we had you a lot higher, and you were very impressive to us. So we wanted your character in our team. I thought that was fantastic, that interview process. And then Brody Ziemer, Captain America.
Captain America.
What was so cool, and that's the inside look you get from watching Embedded, is that Jerry Fort and the Sabre scouting staff are basically laying it out. Like, there's a guy, and then there's a lot of drop-off.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of names that came off the board.
Right.
But if we don't snag that guy right now, we probably shouldn't pick in this round and wait later, because we don't have anybody that's worth it.
Yeah.
So they made a deal to move up in the draft to be able to pick Brody Ziemer. And he's, you know,
actually we only saw a snippet of the interview.
Yeah.
But it was impressive.
It was very impressive.
And again, I know everybody, listen, I say this all the time about training camp and drafts. Every team loves who they got. Every team loves what they're seeing in camp. There's not, I mean, I've yet to hear a reporter, whether it be at a Bills camp or a Chicago Blackhawks camp, who are going to come out and say, we're in trouble.
We didn't. That one was not.
We are in big trouble, folks, here on day two of camp.
We got a lemon. No, that doesn't say.
Never should have picked that guy. Yeah. It is not going to work out. Anyway, he's here for the next 3 years. What are we going to do about it? You never hear that. But I will say this. What I like is you brought up Jerry's name. I just think this guy is, and they're all around the league. This isn't just a Buffalo thing. I get it. Because, footnote, watch the Flyers version of Embedded with Danny Briere. That was equally as impressive.
Yep.
And I think we all have a little bit of, even though it's the Flyers, you can't help but want Danny and Jonesy, as they call him, to succeed.
Columbus does a great job. People. John Davidson, when they made the trade.
Well, for you, there's all sorts of good people you played with and against. Yeah. And you're kind of sitting there going, yeah, Buffalo, we want to have win the Stanley Cup. But some of these people, you're thinking, you want Danny and Keith to have success. And you want, as you mentioned, people in Columbus. But for our sake, Jerry Fortin, it's funny. I mean, they're in Vegas. But he's talking about kind of the gamble that they're taking. And he put it in the perspective of a percentage of, look, we're here to play the percentages. And the percentage that I like and I'm willing to get, I really felt like he was willing to mortgage his house on getting Captain America.
Yep.
He's like, I'm telling you right now, I'll give you my house and my car and Marty Baron.
The house. That's been a common thing in Saber's life.
If we get Captain America. And if we don't, we're around.
Yeah.
You know, but I was impressed by that too. So,
well, the same way when they said they moved from 11 to 14, right? So they make a trade, they move with San Jose 11 to 14th, and then they get a second round pick, which they bargained to get Beck Malenstein, which is okay. So you move three and you got another player, which is great. But when they talk about this, they said, we suspect that three players may be available at 11 that we really like, that any one of those guys we will love on our team. If we go to 14, there's probably a 90% chance two of the three are available.
Do the math, right?
Right. Yeah. So, we'll back three spots, but we'll still have two out of the three available that we want.
Get another pick.
Consolanius was one of those guys. I believe he was probably their highest on their list, and we're never going to get the full list, but I feel like he was the one they wanted at 11.
Yeah.
And they took a gamble to say, we'll move three and hope that he's still available.
Yeah.
You know, funny enough, that Ziv Bouyum, that defenseman that plays out of Denver University, he got picked at 11. I really didn't think he was going to go past the 10, right? Like, he was going to be a top 10 pick. No, he was at 11. Would the Sabres have liked to have picked Ziv Bouyum at 11? Potentially, maybe. But it wasn't their gamble. It was other teams' gamble that left Bouyum there. Yep. They made a move before the draft. They moved to 14 and got Konstantelainis, and they really, really like him. So I thought that was interesting. I loved it.
Yeah, and I love that they featured. Listen, all the prospects were hopeful for all of them. They're Sabres now, right?
Yep.
So we're hopeful for all of them. But the prospects featured on this particular edition for good reason. I'm really excited to see where they can go.
Mm-hmm.
As you say, now it's up to them.
Yep.
It seems like the hard part is getting drafted. Then the harder part is now take the next step, which is doesn't have to be a big one, but just take that next step. Whatever that next, you've been there, whatever that next step is for a player, whether it can be, you better go home and study everything there is to know about the Buffalo Sabres, even before you work out. Just impress people that way. And then whatever the it is, go do it. But of all those three, every single one of them, I sat back and watched this show and I thought.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I can't wait to call this guy's name in a game. I think he's going to have an impact.
Yeah.
All three of them.
Well, so. I think that has been the case. And one other thing that Kevin Adams has been very, very important to single out is the fact that we talked about Jerry Fortin. He's now the director of scouting, right? Mm-hmm. He was director of amateur scouting, but now he's incorporated a professional side to what he's doing. You look at Jerry Fortin and the players that they've picked, like Zach Benson last year.
Yes.
Going back to, you know, Yuri Kulik, Isaac Rosanne. They use Matt Savoy to get Ryan McLeod in. Mm-hmm. That's using a chip. Like, if you had picked somebody that did not perform well, you can't make that Ryan McLeod trade. You use a chip. That was Matt Savoy. Boom, there it goes. I think Kevin has been very, very good at singing Jerry's praises, but there's a reason for that.
He's
earned it. The track record is there.
He's earned it, yeah.
So when you show up to draft, you're confident that you're going to be in a room and with Jerry and everybody else, and those conversations are great. There was some little back and forth.
It wasn't heated,
no.
But there was, I disagree. I prefer, you know, apples over oranges.
Yeah.
And you want to see that. And every manager who's a good manager will tell you that's what they want, but then sometimes when you give it to them, they kind of look at you like, don't challenge me.
Yeah.
You really do need someone. And it appears that in that setting, Kevin is someone that is very comfortable with. He even put in his, hey, for my 2 cents, I forget which player he was, I think it was Hellenius. For my 2 cents, it's Hellenius.
Yeah.
But then let the room do the rest and see where it lands. And then ultimately, he's the general manager. He's going to make his call based on all the information that Jerry and the staff gives him. But to everyone who sits in that room and the people that put all the information together, just want to say, having never sat in that room, I think you have one of the luckiest jobs on the planet because it was really fun to watch.
There was a moment where it was funny because Graham Beamish, who is one of the scouts, and he had a comment about, he played a fan. I don't know who they were talking about. It may have been talking about Consolanius, but it was just a general conversation. I thought he played one of his best game. And then you have Kevin Devine, who's sitting there and goes, well, he scored a goal, but I don't think it was a good game at all.
Right.
And there's that back and forth. Okay, that's great because now if you're, you know, part of the staff and you're hearing that conversation, that argument, maybe disagreement, but it's not, you didn't do your job right. No, you have an opinion. I have an opinion. Let's put them all out on the table and see where that takes
us. And it steers you as well towards, listen, it happens in what we do as well. There'll be times that I'm sure Brian and yourself can listen to something Rob and I say and just have a completely different perspective on things. You'll look at each other and go, what are they talking about? And I tell you, there'll be times we do the same thing. We're standing on the road. We're going, what are they talking about?
Oh, yeah.
It's not how we see it at all. But for us, it's a job, but it's a game for us.
Yeah.
Okay. We're in this to win as well. But for these people in this room,
well, you want to be right. You want to be right.
It is a conversation that's a must because of the seriousness of it, because of what you're doing to build something. So if you just all get in a room and say, I like these pair of glasses. Okay, we'll take them.
Yeah.
Nobody asked that, you know, how they're put together or whether they're going to hold up for 3 years. So in that room, I really like the fact that I remember that conversation too. Is, you know, that somebody felt fine just sitting back and going, "Oh yeah, you think he played great?
He scored a goal."
Because that's first
deal.
That's the first thing I thought of from even our dynamic as broadcasters. We might be on there thinking, "Hey, this guy's played great tonight," and the two of you would be sitting back here taking your way of seeing the game, just different eyes, thinking, he actually didn't play that well.
So this is interesting because we all watch the games from different point of view.
100%.
You're always on the press box calling the action. Rob is sometimes on the press box, sometimes between the benches.
But it's an as-it-happens perspective, right? It's an instant
instant perspective. I'm with Duffer are at the arena on the 200 level, and we're preparing the intermission.
Right.
So we're kind of getting our ideas together, recapping everything. But when you guys are on the road, we're here in studio. We watch it
right
on a screen.
You're breaking it down.
So we're seeing things sometimes that right are different than what you're seeing. But yeah, so many
or
times.
Or that we, honestly, or it's sometimes we don't catch.
Yeah.
Because it's on the fly. For my part in it, and for Rick's before, and Ted Darling, we're following the puck.
Yeah.
Right? Where's the puck? A to B. Sometimes you'll even have to look back and think, who threw that pass?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because it happens so quickly.
It's a different approach.
You're sitting back here, as you say, watching, thinking, did you see who?
And I have my computer, which I always rewind. I rewind. I'm like, oh, what just happened? But
I
now I've missed a part of the game because but I'll go back to it. So many times we'll be ready to go into the first intermission, and I'm kind of preparing my notes and preparing, like, okay, where do I think that first period or second period went?
Yeah.
And at the end of the period, you'll be like, well, Rob, you know, Sabres up 1-0. Pretty good period. And Rob would be like, yeah, it's a great period. Sabres got the first goal. They look good. Power play, moved the puck well.
Right.
And I'm thinking, if they play the same way in the second period, they're going to be down 2-1. But
right,
like,
yeah,
the perception is different. But we all have a job to do. And our job is to always be listening,
yeah,
take that into consideration, and go. The Sabres group, and Kevin Adams makes a great point of saying, this is our pick. It's not, you know, Jerry Fortin's mm-hmm pick. It's not, yep, you know, another scout's pick. It's not Kevin Adams' pick. It's the Buffalo Sabres pick.
That's right. Yeah.
We all have to listen. We all have to put our opinions out there,
yep,
and make the pick. It's the same thing with us. Like, we're the broadcast group.
Right.
It's not Dan's opinion, yeah, that leads the way. It's not Razor. It's not mine. It's not Duffer. It's we have disagreement.
Well,
but we have to be able to come as a team.
And I can tell you, I take it as I make sure I listen to your breakdown in every intermission because I love the way I'm watching how you're seeing the game.
Mm-hmm.
And so I make sure the headsets are on for that. Okay, what did Marty see in that period that he has spoken to our producer, Joe Pinner, and everybody in the truck? For some reason, you wanted to see something in particular. So I'm always curious as to what that is. And then I can tell you for fact, if I can reference that again once the second period starts, hey, Marty brought this up during the intermission, and they did it again, or they've made the adjustment. Much like the discussion you see in Embedded with the scouts seeing players in a different light. They might be seeing the same thing. They're just communicating differently why they're seeing it.
Yeah.
And I think that's where our dynamic comes into play where, okay, that was a great breakout. That was a great pass by Darlene. And I know I talk to Rob a lot too as a color commentator is tell me the why.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to tell you A to B how it got there, but you tell me why it got. And then you do it even further. It's, hey, here's why Rasmus was able to make that play.
Sometimes it's what happened 10 minutes ago. Sometimes what happened the last
game. A bunch of things
game
happened. So in a scouting room, so that guy scored a goal, big deal. Yeah, but you see why he scored the goal?
Yeah.
Like, there's
does
more to that conversation.
Shot? Does he have a great pass?
Yeah, because we didn't see the rest of that conversation. Yeah. So it might have been, I sit back and go, did you see that goal by Paterka? And then all of a sudden you'd say, yeah, big deal. And I'd say, do you see what happened two shifts before that?
Yeah.
No, why? What'd you see? He took the same route, but this time at the end of the road, he went here. And all of a sudden, there's a reason I thought the goal was a big deal. And I'm sure that was the discussion that was in that Embedded episode.
Well, it was awesome. So Sabres Embedded on YouTube. It's called Welcome to the Family. And it felt like the whole, I was in Vegas. I saw where their room was. I walked by a couple of times trying to listen in to what, like,
they cut that out of the show.
They did not put me in the show, which is
good. You know who was in the show a lot?
Who?
Bone, Paul Hamilton.
Paul Hamilton was
WGR
550 lurking in the back of the press.
They used his voice questions for Kevin at the podium, and then Paul was lurking at the podium. You could see the camera shot a little bit blurred, Paul. I don't know why they blurred you out. Must
be
a reason.
I think it was out of focus. Out of focus. What about the one where after round one, they're back in the room, and so they finish round one. Mm-hmm. It's late, right? They got to get back in the hotel, and they have a spread of food, and then the chef, so whoever is cutting the meat or whatever is in the back there. This guy probably
who's a Golden Knights fan,
recording
right?
Recording everything like he's a spy. Like,
but, well, here's the thing. So, did they fly in a Buffalo chef for that?
No,
because you know
no.
You could have a Golden Knights guy there. Hey, Buffalo's thinking
you're
of Hellenius.
Making the chef sign a
no phone clause,
non-disclose.
Nobody thinks about the chef.
No.
He could be the biggest leak in the room,
or she, or her.
The biggest leak in the room.
Yes. Okay. Embedded. Watch it on YouTube, Sabres YouTube. It's fantastic. It's 32 minutes
from now on.
It's awesome. Most of those players we just talked about and were featured in Embedded will be at the Prospect Challenge. Obviously, the college guys won't be there because their college season has started, but some of the other draft picks are going to be at the Prospect Challenge. It is all happening here at Lecom Harbor Center. It's always been a must-see for Sabres fans, hockey fans, that want to just get a look at some really high-end competition. It starts on Friday the 13th, September, that is, at Lecom Harbor Center. Sabres play Columbus at 7 p.m. Then on Saturday, September the 14th, Sabres play the New Jersey Devils prospect at 7 p.m. And then it ends on Monday, September 16th, with the Sabres playing the Pittsburgh Penguins prospect at 5 p.m. Ottawa and Boston are also in that Prospect Challenge, so you can come and watch the games. Tickets are available online if you go to sabres.com/prospects, and you'll be able to get your tickets and also be able to see the next wave of Sabres stars coming up. When we come back, more signings around the NHL. Ryan Lindgren with the Rangers, Caden Gooley with the Montreal Canadiens. Dustin Wolf just signed an extension with the Calgary Flames. So we'll talk about that. Also want to talk about the Olympics a little bit more. We put in a fill in the blank. It's fill in the blank Wednesday. Blank is the greatest Olympic athlete of all time. Maybe we'll have a little discussion and the Olympic minutes coming up here at the end of the show. So stick around on WGR 550 and MSG. We'll be right back at Sabres Live.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome back, Sabres Live here on Wednesday. Dan Dunleavy, Marty Baron in. So funny enough, I mentioned I went to the Sabres Summer Hockey School today, and then I saw a poster, Fan Fest, September the 14th. I'm like, oh, Pat Coletta was there. I'm like, you'll be there at FanFest. He goes, I don't know, maybe.
Is that the one where we were in the dunk tank last year?
Yeah, I believe so. But it's always at the same time as the Prospect Challenge. So the Prospect Challenge is Friday the 13th,
right.
Saturday the 14th, and Monday the 16th.
I don't remember so if that was Saturday, dunk tank time of year or not.
We did a lot. But anyway, save the date, Saturday, September 14th, in Alumni Plaza. It's where you're going to get autographs. You're going to get to see me and Dan and Duffer and Razor. Many other things that are going on. There's some activations places where you shoot and do so many good things. If you're watching on MSG right now, scan the QR code or go on sabres.com/fanfest and you'll be able to get all the information you need. So that is a fun time of year. You get to see the players in a different environment too. They're sitting there, they're signing an autograph. Yep. I believe it was last year or 2 years ago where they played the little impractical jokester or whatever. They they went around crowd and asked them questions.
Yeah.
And Jeff Skinner one time like had a disguise and went out there for interviews, and they
figured out it was him. That's a good skit.
So anyway, it's a lot of fun.
I found out what goes on behind. People don't know what goes on behind the scenes in a studio like this. Found out scanning QR codes goes on behind the scenes with the crew.
Oh.
During away games, apparently. And they wind up showing up on Detroit's big board at Little Caesars Arena.
It did happen last year. Our fantastic studio crew here.
You could have so much fun scanning QR codes, I had no idea.
Well, only if you're supposed to be on location, but sometimes we get a special feed where it works if you scan it on a TV or if you scan it on your computer.
Right, so if you see someone's scoreboard putting a QR code up there, just try to scan it.
Yeah.
And Sabres fans can get on every out-of-town
Could definitely surprise them because they don't like that when you make an appearance on the other
team. If you do it and we see it on the road, Rob and I will mention it.
Yes.
Yes.
I'll give you a heads up if it happens again this year, but our crew was able to do that last year and it was a lot of fun. We were here, so the way the studio is we're at the desk, Duffer and I, there's cameras, there's monitors, and then there's a door, and the studio part, the crew part is on the other side of the
door.
Master control. And we are in the middle of a commercial, so we're taking notes. I'm looking, all of a sudden the back room in the intermission just went erupted in laughter. Well, that's because they had gotten away to get on the jumbotron.
You thought it was something that Rob said.
Maybe, or something behind the scene, right? Because our producer Jeff talks to producer Joe Pinter, you know, through, they're in the trucks on the road, so sometimes there's fun things.
Or they're playing Tetris or some game back there, not even watching.
Maybe they are solitaires, but anyway. So that's that. Okay. League news.
Okay.
We talked about contracts that were being signed yesterday. Marty Natchez had signed a contract, which was of great interest. Arber Jaikai signed a contract, and Brock Faber signed a contract as well. Today we wake up, Caden Gooley of the Montreal Canadiens signed a deal, a six-year deal worth $5.5 million a year on average. For the Sabres fans that remember, Brendan Gooley, his older brother, was here with the Sabres and then got traded to the Anaheim Ducks. I believe that brought back Brendan Montour. But anyway, Caden Gooley is a good young defenseman with Montreal, gets a six-year deal. So Montreal is positioning themselves into youth on the blue line. And
you know, everywhere,
rebuild, and that's great. Also, Ryan Lindgren, another defenseman, one-year deal, $4.5 million with the New York Rangers. I thought this one was more significant to me because Ryan Lindgren plays with Adam Fox.
Right.
Lindgren is a, like, puts his body on the line for the Rangers. Yep. He blocks shots. He's physical. He plays a big part. $4.5 million on a one-year deal. I thought, hey, you know what? If you want to show somebody you care, you don't just give them a one-year deal. You try to work out a long-term deal. So I was a little surprised that Ryan Lindgren only got a one-year with the New York Rangers.
I was too, and I didn't start Googling any cap situations in New York to find out where they're at and what they might be thinking for potential moves either before the start of the season or during the season because they might want to give themselves a bit of room to do something. Because I thought the same thing. Why are you only giving this guy a one-year deal? I mean, we talked yesterday about noticing players on the ice. Every time. Lindgren is all over the shift when he's on it. He's got the puck or he's taking care of business in the defensive zone. And because of who he plays with, he's seeing significant ice time. So
that's where the Jacob Trouba $8 million kind of comes in the way here.
How old is Lindgren?
Lindgren is 26 years old. I need glasses. Yeah, 26
all right,
years
so
old.
Maybe so maybe he wanted the one-year deal.
And walk him to free agency.
And then go cash in next year, yeah.
And you know what? Like, those type of situations, I think when you have a player like Adam Fox and you've found the perfect partner, you try to retain that partner as much as you can.
Right.
Fox and Lindgren are both 26 years old. They're both, you know, have played together now for a couple of years.
Right.
You know what you're getting. The Rangers still have about $500,000 under the cap right now when you look at their situation, but Jacob Trouba is making $8 million.
Right.
And that's a deal that, well, there was some rumors this summer that maybe they were going to move on from Trouba. It didn't happen. Trouba, I don't think it's going to happen this summer.
It doesn't look like it. I get it. Yeah.
It may happen at the deadline. It may happen next summer. Maybe it's even a buyout. Maybe the Rangers are even looking next year and saying one year left, $8 million, let's buy him out. Let's have that cap flexibility depending on how much the cap is going to grow. But Ryan Lindgren was an interesting contract to me to know that he was only going to be signed for 1 year at $4.5 million. And the other one too, just happened as we got on the air today, is Dustin Wolf, goalie with the Calgary Flames. We know the Flames have moved on from Jacob Markstrom. They traded him to the New Jersey Devils. They have Dustin Wolf as a good young prospect.
Fans love him out there, that's for sure.
Yes, and he was great in the American Hockey League.
Yeah.
Goalie of the year, MVP conversation, everything.
Yeah.
And so they have Wolf and they have Dan Vladar. That's what they have in Calgary right now. They signed Wolf to a 2-year deal, $850 a year. It's basically saying, hey, you want to play in the NHL one way? Here, this is what we're going to give you. Make your mark, and then after that, earn yourself a contract.
Right. Yeah.
And why I think it's something that we got to keep an eye on is because of Levi, right? If Levi is in Rochester this year and burns the league like Wolf did in the AHL, okay, that's great. That maybe earns you a one-way deal close to $1 million, but that doesn't mean that you have to go out and give $2, $2.5, $3 million to a prospect or somebody that has been good in the AHL that still has yet to make his mark in the NHL.
Mm-hmm.
And for the Sabres to circle that Dustin Wolf contract right now. I'm not saying you got to go at Levi saying, hey, we're going to lowball him at $850, but unless you've proven that you're worth $2 million, $2.5 million in the NHL, you kind of have to wait and take whatever you can get at that moment.
Yeah. Listen, the Levi thing in Lukanen having just signed and then James Reimer coming on board, you know, without being around the coaches and general managers' discussions on this stuff, you can't help but just say that you're interested in what's going to shake down here. Because, and Kevin has said it, it's a good problem to have when you have two potentially young goaltenders who could be at the top of their game, two of the best of their generational players at that position. You certainly hope you have that. Mm-hmm. What you do with it, I did mute that earlier, what you do with it is not a decision you make today, to your point. That's a decision you're going to make just almost, it's not daily, but it's pretty close to, because you're still at that point. Lucan improved it last year. Yep. He could do it. I said the same thing about Tage when he put up the 47. It's okay. Now go get 40 next year. Like, mm-hmm. You got to crack 40 again.
Be great if he had
don't have
50,
to. Let me say,
but
thank you. Yeah, it'd be great if you did that again. He expects it of himself, first of all, which is a great thing. But until you see it done in consecutive years, it's fair for anyone to say, "All right, what do we know what we think we have here?" But mm-hmm. Let's see it. So
he got to 29, right? He got to 35, and we know he got hurt.
Well,
and
the injuries were big for him, because I still think when he started shooting again when he felt good, it was going to go to 47 again, the way it was happening. Yes. So I only use that as an example of maybe the year before the 47 is better, to say, okay, you had that year, now take it to another level, and then he blew the lid off. And you want the same with your young goaltenders, right?
Yep.
So you did get the step up from Lukanen. Now for Levi, who at the end of the year last year, when he left Rochester, and I talked to him after what he had to say about being in Rochester, I took him aside. I won't say what I said, but briefly, I'll just say how impressed I was with how he very maturely spoke of the importance of what he just went through with that team. He really felt like he became part of something. And it's like, good. That's what they're trying to drive home, is that you can be a lights out superstar player. Don't forget how important it is to be part of that group.
And they're going to need a leader again in Rochester in the crease this year. And I get it. They signed James Reimer, and maybe Reimer is the guy that starts the season in Rochester, because Levi earned a spot in training camp. And
that's
Lukan
the who
and
knows
Levi,
part
who
I was
knows?
Referencing, right?
So. I don't know. I think that it's more likely Lukan and Reimer, and then Levi starts in Rochester and we go from there. But it'll be interesting. So Dustin Wolf signs a 2-year deal, $850 a year. Maybe you kind of put that in your a pin in it, and you say, hey, next year, what does that look for Levi when he has to re-sign a contract?
Calgary's interesting and Montreal is interesting to me, just because you know what they're doing.
Yeah.
But where are they?
They're in a rebuild.
For Montreal.
We just had Calgary as the team of the day on Friday, I believe it was. And we're like, what's the best thing happening to Calgary right now? Is that they're going to have a new building in 2027. Like, 100%. That's the best thing happening.
Looks nice, too.
They did not get. I thought the next best thing would have been if they would have been able to get TJ Ginla at the draft this
100%.
Year. Instead, he gets snagged by Utah, right? Yeah. Utah drafted him. So
you brought up Marty Saint Louis earlier, real quick, because you got to go probably. When you talk about coaches you want to hear from, and we mentioned yesterday how I'm really looking forward to just learning from my point of view about being around Lindy and just what his hockey conversations are like. Mm-hmm. The other guy that every time we go there, I want to hear what he has to say, and I'm really – I don't know why, but I just – well, I do know why. It's his resume to where he's gotten to is Martin Saint-Louis. Half of it I don't understand, even though I speak un peu de français from our teachings in Canada. But he is a coach that Cooper's another one in Tampa.
Yeah, Coop is like that. And Paul Maurice is like that.
Paul Maurice became more like, what's he going to say? Yeah. You know what I mean? Credit to him, because he earned everything.
Lindy's like that. Rick Tocchet. Like, the good ones have a bit of a poetic approach to it. When they speak, you're listening.
Where Brendan Moore's direct.
Yes.
But for me, Marty St. Louis is the guy. He is a little more, he's calculated.
Yep.
He's calculated. He's going to tell you something, and he's got a reason for telling you, but I also sense a real honesty when he talks about young players with the Montreal media, which you probably understand how to deal with better than a lot of people.
He was like that as a player. I felt Marty Saint Louis was like that as a player.
And what he had to say about Stamkos going to Nashville also, I thought, was, whoa.
He's like, I'm happy
so
for
subtle,
him to experience something else.
So subtle, but thank you for saying that, because every player should recognize that. It's great to play your entire career as a Buffalo Sabre. But if you've put in 16 years and you won a couple of Stanley Cups and someone maybe isn't going to pay you what you think you're worth, don't take it as a slap in the face. Yeah. See it as an opportunity.
Yeah.
And I thought Marty was great with
Marty
that.
Marty had that. The little, kind of ruffling of the feathers with Steve Yzerman. Do you remember the Team Canada decision? They didn't take him and the whole thing. That was his GM. And then kind of he can speak from the experience of that with Stamkos. Yeah. Yes, we are going to take a little break, because Olympic Minute, our service to the people of Western New York is coming up here after the break. But before we go there, just a reminder that quarter season plans are available right now. If you go on sabres.com/partials, you can definitely get yourself partial, not partials. Sorry, there's no S.
And Marty and I decided we want to have someone in Sabres, in the Sabre universe here, include a quarter chicken dinner.
Yeah, we could do that. Absolutely. You could get the quarter chicken. You can get the white and dark meat, whatever you want.
Whatever you want, as long as you buy the tickets.
Quarter season plans are available. Choose from three great options: the weekend, the weekdays, marquee matchups. It's all available on sabres.com/partial. You know, that's 10 games. That's 10 games a year you want to go to. There's some great plans out there. So go check those plans. You can pick your seats for as low as $26 per seat per game. That's a Rasmus Dahlin offer right there, everybody. So go check it out. And yes, the Olympic Minute is coming up here after the break on Sabres Live, WGR 550 and MSG.
We're back with more of Sabres Live. Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
We only have 90 seconds left to the show, so we'll do a quick Olympic Minutes. Number one, yesterday, congrats to Canada. Rugby Sevens women winning silver. They lost to New Zealand. It was a good match, but the USA bronze, crazy finish.
Do you see they have 3-on-3 basketball now?
Yeah, I watched a little bit of that. It was okay.
Okay.
Women's gymnastics were great with Simone Biles winning the gold. They're called the Golden Girls because they were the oldest team in gymnastic team. So, yeah, they, you know, Simone Biles 27, and she's called Golden Girls.
They're
it was
pretty
great.
Darn good, yeah.
And, yeah, so fill in the blank Wednesday. Blank is the greatest Olympic athlete of all time. Dan Dunleavy, who do you got? I know we only have 45 seconds.
1936 Olympics, Jesse Owens, for everything he's stood for, four gold medals in the Olympic Games in Berlin. Just everything that he had to deal with in that time, prejudice and everything, and he just stood up and he was the best.
That is a great pick. I was doing some homework this morning. Obviously, Michael Phelps with his 28 medals, 23 of them gold, but yeah, there's a little bit of swimming. There's so many different disciplines. He does the butterfly, the freestyle, the medley, the team, whatnot. Yep. I still think Usain Bolt for me. Usain Bolt participated in three Olympics. He took 9 races, won all 9, one of the team member got disqualified, but still 8 goals. I think Usain Bolt
is. He was must-watch.
He was must-watch. Must-watch again tomorrow here on Sabres Live. One Bills Live is next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The 47, it's okay. Now go get 40 next year. Like, you got to crack 40 again.
It'd be great if he had
gone 50,
but yeah.
Let me say, thank you. Yeah, it'd be great if you did that again. He expects it of himself, first of all, which is a great thing. But until you see it done in consecutive years, it's fair for anyone to say, all right, what do we know what we think we have here, but let's see it. So
he got to 29, the goal right? If he got to 35, and we know he got hurt.
Well,
and
the injuries were big for him, because I still think when he started shooting again, when he felt good, it was going to go to 47 again, the way it was happening. Yes. So that's, I only use that as an example of maybe the year before the 47 is better, to say, okay, he had that year, now take it to another level, and then he blew the lid off it. Mm-hmm. You want the same with your young goaltenders, right?
Yep.
So you did get the step up from Luukkonen. Now for Levi, who at the end of the year last year, when he left Rochester, and I talked to him after what he had to say about being in Rochester, I took him aside. I won't say what I said, but briefly, I'll just say how impressed I was with how he very maturely spoke of the importance of what he just went through with that team. He really felt like he became part of something. And it's like, good. Like, that's what we're, that's what they're trying to drive home, is that you can be a lights out superstar player. Don't forget how important it is to be part of that group.
And they're going to need a leader again in Rochester in the crease this year. And I get it. They signed James Reimer, and maybe Reimer is the guy that starts the season in Rochester, because Levi earned a spot in training camp. And
that's
Lucan
the who
and
knows
Levi,
part
who
I was
knows?
Referencing, right? So.
I don't know. I think that it's more likely Lucan and Reimer, and then Levi starts in Rochester and we go from there. But it'll be interesting. So Dustin Wolf signs a 2-year deal, $850 a year. Maybe you kind of put that in your a pin in it and you say, hey, next year, what does that look for Levi when he has to re-sign a contract?
Calgary's interesting and Montreal's interesting to me, just because you know what they're doing.
Yeah.
But where are they?
They're in a rebuild.
For Montreal.
We just had Calgary as the team of the day on Friday, I believe it was. And we're like, what's the best thing happening to Calgary right now? Is that they're going to have a new building in 2027. Like, 100%. That's the best thing happening.
Nice. Looks nice, too.
They did not get. I thought the next best thing would have been if they would have been able to get TJ Ginla at the draft this
100%.
Year. Instead, he gets snagged by Utah, right? Yeah. Utah drafted him. So
you brought up Marty St. Louis earlier real quick because you got to go probably. You know, when you talk about coaches you want to hear from, and we mentioned yesterday how I'm really looking forward to just learning from my point of view about being around Lindy and just what his hockey conversations are like.
Mm-hmm.
The other guy that every time we go there, I want to hear what he has to say, and I'm really – I don't know why, but I just – well, I do know why. It's his resume to where he's gotten to is Martin St. Louis. Half of it I don't understand, even though I speak un peu de français from our teachings in Canada. But he is a coach that Cooper's another one in Tampa.
Yeah, Coop is like that. And Paul Maurice is like that.
Paul Maurice became more like, what's he going to say? Yeah. You know what I mean? Credit to him because he earned everything.
Lindy's like that. Rick Tocchet. Like, the good ones have a bit of a poetic approach to it when they speak. You're listening.
Where Brendan Moore is direct.
Yes.
But for me, Marty St. Louis is the guy. He is a little more, he's calculated.
Yep.
He's calculated. He's going to tell you something, and he's got a reason for telling you, but I also sense a real honesty when he talks about young players with the Montreal media, which you probably understand how to deal with better than a lot of people.
He was like that as a player. I felt Marty St. Louis was like that as a player.
And what he had to say about Stamkos going to Nashville also I thought was, whoa.
He's like, I'm happy
so
for
subtle,
him to experience something else.
So subtle, but thank you for saying that because – every player should recognize that. It's great to play your entire career as a Buffalo Sabre. But if you've put in 16 years and you won a couple of Stanley Cups and someone maybe isn't going to pay you what you think you're worth, don't take it as a slap in the face.
Yeah.
See it as an opportunity.
Yeah.
And I thought Marty was great with
Marty
that.
Marty had that. They had that little, you know, kind of ruffling of the feathers with Steve Yzerman. Do you remember the Team Canada decision? They didn't take him and the whole thing. That was his GM. And then kind of he can speak from the experience of that with Stamkos. Yes, we are going to take a little break because Olympic Minute, our service to the people of Western New York, is coming up here after the break. But before we go there, just a reminder that quarter season plans are available right now. If you go on sabres.com/partials, you can definitely get yourself partial, not partials. Sorry, there's no S.
And Marty and I decided we want to have someone in the Sabres, in the Sabre universe here, include a quarter chicken dinner.
Yeah,
with
we
your
could
quarter
do that.
Ticket
absolutely.
Plan.
Okay. You could get the quarter chicken. You can get the white and dark meat, whatever you want.
Whatever you works. Want, as long as you buy the tickets.
Quarter season plans are available. Choose from three great options, the weekend, the weekdays, marquee matchups. It's all available on sabres.com/partial. You know, that's 10 games. That's 10 games a year you want to go to. There's some great plans out there. So go check those plans. You can pick your seats for as low as $26 per seat per game. That's a Rasmus Dahlin offer right there, everybody. So go check it out. And yes, the Olympic Minute is coming up here after the break on Sabres Live, WGR 550 and MSG.
We're back with more of Sabres Live. Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
We only have 90 seconds left to the show, so we'll do a quick Olympic minutes. Number one, yesterday, congrats to Canada, Rugby Sevens women winning silver. They lost to New Zealand. It was a good match, but the USA bronze crazy finish.
Do you see they have 3-on-3 basketball now?
Yeah, I watched a little bit of that. It was okay.
Okay.
Women's gymnastic were great with Simone Biles winning the gold. They're called the Golden Girls because they were the oldest team in gymnastic team. So yeah, Simone Biles 27 and they're pretty good. Called Golden Girls.
They're pretty darn good. Yeah.
And so fill in the blank Wednesday. Blank is the greatest Olympic athlete of all time. Dan Dunleavy, who do you got? I know we only have 45 seconds.
1936 Olympics, Jesse Owens, for everything he stood for, 4 gold medals in the Olympic Games in Berlin. Just everything that he had to deal with in that time, prejudice and everything, and he just stood up and he was the best.
That is a great pick. I was doing some homework this morning. Obviously, Michael Phelps with his 28 medals, 23 of them gold, but yeah, there's a little bit of swimming. There's so many different disciplines. He does the butterfly, the freestyle, the medley, the team, whatnot.
Yep.
I still think Usain Bolt for me. Usain Bolt participated in 3 Olympics. He took 9 races, won all 9, one of the team members got disqualified, but still 8 goals. I think Usain Bolt is.
He was must-watch.
He was must-watch. Must-watch again tomorrow here on Sabres Live. One Bills Live is next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.